You are listening to the Unity Now podcast featuring the Reverend Sean Birch, the pastor of Spirit of Unity Baptist Church in Roanoke, Virginia. In this podcast, you will hear powerful messages from Pastor Birch and other ministers that tell of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. These messages will inspire, challenge, and help you grow in your relationship with God. I hope you're ready. I know I am. Let's be blessed by today's message.
There is a word from God today. I would definitely have to say a challenging word, but a word that is needed for our growth and development and walk in the Word. Matthew, the 17th chapter. And I will be lifting up one verse, and that's verse 20. Matthew, the 17th chapter, verse 20. In just brief context, you know, I believe the Holy Spirit led me to this particular scripture by way of just the kindness and thoughtfulness of one of our members. The shirt that I wear today, you know, came from one of our members. And it actually has on there Matthew 17:20. And talks about mustard seed. And this was something that was introduced to me 2 weeks ago in praying and fasting. And just trusting the Holy Spirit. This is where the word lands today. Reading from the New Revised Standard Version, text reads like this. He said to them, because of your little faith. For truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Now, I want to read that one more time. He said to them, because of your little faith, for truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, somebody say this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you.
Yes.
Pray with me. Pray for me. Sovereign God, we come to you right now, always saying thank you. We thank you, God, for continuing to bless us. We thank you, God, for continuing to cover and guide this church in the way that you see fit. God, we thank you for just keeping us another week. The week may have been hard for a lot of us, and maybe the week has been neutral for others. But Lord, we still say thank you.
Thank you.
Because how we got here to this moment is all thanks to you, God. So God, we trust, as we trusted you throughout this week, we even trust you now in this preaching moment, that God, you just continue to have thine own way with this earthen vessel you call Sean Birch. Use me, God, to the benefit of your kingdom, and all that I say and do, let it be for your glory. God, we hope that there will be something edifying, something that will help us to grow, something that will help us to continue to stand and stay together as one Christian community, serving not only just inside the church, but also outside these four walls as well. And so, God, as we journey through the sermon, and the hope is that, God, you will give us the strength not to think little of ourselves, but help us with the reality that in little things you see great. And so, Lord, we just ask that you have thine own way to help us to get to the greatness that you would see for this church, but also the individuals that make up this body that's called Spirit of Unity Baptist Church. I pray right now, God, that you continue to have thine own way with them. Use me, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated in the house. Sit said to them, because of your little faith, for truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. And nothing will be impossible for you. So, just for a few moments. Wow. 10:45. All right. Just for a few moments, then. I just want to leave this thought with you. That's not the way God sees it. That's not the way God sees it. Church family, if there was any appropriate introduction or opening to the sermon, we have to keep this thought in mind, that Hebrews 11:6, and please write it down, use this as a moment of meditation throughout the week, Hebrews 11:6 tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. How can we overcome the obstacles in our lives if we're operating with no faith at all?
All right.
Bible says, not what Sean Burke says, but the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God.
That's what it said.
How can we please God if we're operating with no faith? And so when we enter into this sermon, we get a bigger picture, and I hope we understand that in most situations, little faith can get you through the biggest storms. Oh, you don't want to talk to me this morning. How many of you have been through the biggest storm?
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting that every time Jesus is confronted with things or people that are considered insignificant, Jesus is able to help them, heal them, grow them, and use them for greater tasks? Oh, you don't believe me? Think about that moment when there were so many people for Jesus and his disciples to feed. Now, if you know your Bible, if you've been reading privately and coming to Sunday school and Bible study, you're familiar with the story about the Jesus multiplying the little boy's lunch. How many fish did he have? Huh? How much bread? How much fish? Y'all need to say with some confidence. How much fish? How much bread?
What is so powerful in the way that God sees it? Well,
I learned that there's different variations of the mustard seed. And specifically, you know, since, you know, we're in the western part of the world, right? Come on down, you know your geography, right? We're in the western part of the world. Jesus was in the what? Eastern, there we go, eastern part of the world. And so, I read up on this thing called like the Eastern mustard seed. And it talks about how it can grow into a plant or a bush or a large bush or one that even can grow into a tree. Jesus uses hyperboles, yes, in his teachings to exaggerate, because logically, can a tree really move a mountain? Can a seed really do that? Can something like that come from a seed that can really move mountains? Jesus exaggerates a little bit. Why? So that he can help us visualize how God's power moves in our life. What faith can really do if we actually trust in Jesus and God in that moment. Because many of you, like myself, are living testimonies of little faith moving huge obstacles out of the way. So as Jesus teaches this to his disciples, this comes under the backdrop of them, in a very real sense, failing to exorcise a demon from a little boy. Jesus cures this demon-possessed boy. Many would say that he had epilepsy or a seizure. But the end result shows us that Jesus heals this boy. With Jesus also identified, because the question came up from the disciples, why could we not cast it out? The why question. Many of us have asked the why question. God, why couldn't I do this like Jesus did? But Jesus says something very interesting. And he calls out this generation as a faithless and perverse generation. Huh? Faithless. And if you notice, when he says, because of your little faith, I'm tagging it to the fact that he addressed them as a faithless generation. Jesus knows full well that it takes a little bit of faith to move mountains, to move obstacles out the way. But the reason why we can't do some of the things that Jesus do, the reason why we can't even stay consistent and committed, is because we operate with no faith. Faithless and perverted. So, what does a faithless and perverted generation look like? A faithless and perverted generation may look like us, folk, all of us that honestly don't know what it means to stay grounded, don't know what it means to actually trust God in growing us, and then also having the faith to give when it seems like it's impossible. Huh? Oh, I wish I had. Come on now. The first thing that we need to address is that our faith in Jesus ought to help us to stay in the ground. Now, growing up in foster care, many of you know my story, but I always like to talk about the time that, because I grew up in Maryland, D.C., folk look and say, oh, he never got his hands dirty before. Sister Lisa, the nonsense I hear. He never got his hands dirty. He don't know what it means to work. I cut grass like you all at a young age, and yes, I was gardening, not in a small field, but a large field. And what I do know is that one of the tasks we had, besides clearing the field, there was that time when we had to start planting. Brother Johnson, planting can be very tedious, depending on what type of day, time of day you're in. So we always went in the coolness of the morning. Oh, he said, no, okay. We want to know something about it today. When you're plowing and you're digging the holes and And it wasn't just like you could just toss the seeds anywhere. They were strategically placed. At least a foster dad had strategically placed it in the row. Yeah? And you had to put it in the row. Give it certain distance from each other. So when growth happens, they won't get tangled, the plants won't get tangled into one another. And what's interesting about it is that when you put the seed in, you got to make sure that you cover it back up. Now, when the seed is planted in the ground, the seed, I believe, just has to trust in the ground that it's planted in, that the ground is fertile, that the ground is ripe for growth. And the seed, and I'm going to be honest, y'all, I've never seen a seed pick itself up out of the ground and say, this ain't good for me, and I'm going to leave. If you want to know if somebody ain't following God, watch them pick themselves up out of the ground and just leave when God didn't tell them to leave. The seed, however you want to look at it, just knows to stay in the ground. Oh, a seed can't think. A seed is not alive. What? It grows into something, right? That's life. Huh? This little seed, when put in the ground, can grow into something awesome. Now check this out. Each and every one of us are seeds. And we're planted in this community called Spirit of Unity. This is the ground that God planted you in. This sermon ain't about the faith to trust your pastor. I hope you trust me, but I don't need you to trust me. I need you to trust the God in me. The Holy Spirit in me, Christ in me. Okay? But you need to trust that if Jesus brought you here, the Holy Spirit brought you here, you're going to stay in the ground so you can actually grow. And the problem with our faith sometimes is thinking that when things take too long, we get fidgety and we don't believe that we can grow beyond where we're at. Have you ever heard of that song, you know, he's an on-time God? Oh, yes, he is. He may not come when you want it, but he's right on time. That's our growth journey in a nutshell. You can't rush God growing you when times are hard and you're going through a difficult season. You have to trust the ground that God put you in so that you can grow in a way that I don't want to be there, or the seed is insignificant, and I can't trust him with a little bit of faith that I have. God wants you to trust him even with a little bit of faith where you're planted, because if you got good ground, you know that you're going to grow. And ultimately, if you're going to grow, you make sure you're planted in the Word. Because I can fail you, and you know that you have failed someone too. But you know what will never fail us? The precious Word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
The precious blood of Jesus will never fail us and has never failed us yet. Somebody tell that neighbor, stay in the ground.
Stay in the ground.
When folk got a little bit of faith, they just ready just to uproot themselves. They ain't even grown a stem yet. Huh? They haven't grown. They didn't grow a stem yet, and they're ready to uproot. They can't even call it uproot. They didn't grow a root yet. If we are going to be the church that God wants us to be, we need to stay in the ground. We need to trust the ground that God put us in. Our faith, our little bit of faith, even in the hardest obstacles that we face, we got to trust that God will. I don't know if I can stay here, because when Farmer Birch covered that dirt, there's a rock that landed on top of me. Are you going to get scared because a rock is on top of you and you're afraid that you won't grow because there's a rock? A rock to us is a pebble in tea as small as it is. What did I say? 1 to 2 millimeters in diameter. Something that the human eye cannot see from a far distance can grow into a plant, can grow into a large bush, or even in some cases in the Middle East, into a tree. Growth doesn't happen because you're cute and handsome. I'm going to talk to the babies. They hear me.
Meet you where you are.
Do we gotta set up small houses?
be shouting. You'll shout when somebody say God's going to increase your bank account by 10%. I ain't gonna lie, I be shouting too. But we ought to be praising that you got a leader that's committed to wanting to see how can we meet you right where you are so you can grow consistently and that your faith can be strengthened. And even when it runs low, you can always run to the Word and the Word can get you through it. Somebody say grow. Because staying in the Word is so critical to our growth. We got folk out here that will teach you anything and lead you in any type of way for their own selfish ego. And won't be committed to God's word at all. But then there's a last thing, faith to give. Sister Jackie, I promise you, that exchange is unplanned. I thought she was going to get up and just walk out. And I'm like, help her, Holy Spirit, help her, because I know. Jackie knows what she's been doing. But she gave. Little faith knows how to give when you don't even have enough. Oh, he's hearing me. Little faith knows how to give when you don't have enough yourself. You don't quit giving because you're running low. You continue to give the way that God has instructed us to give so that we don't play down, but we show that we can trust God.
Consider that we got
got to keep giving our time to God. That shouldn't stop. And not only do we give our time, but we got to continue to give our service for God. Because it's hard doesn't mean you stop serving God. Huh? Because God is always constantly serving us. Huh? Yeah. God has continued to bless you and help you and change you and give you a way out of no way that you can't even explain. And sometimes those moments are unexplainable. I think about the mustard seed, Deacon. Goodness gracious, this thing that's so small can yield something. Huh? You know, I mean, yeah, the plant itself can yield and can be edible. Huh? Look at me. You mean I can get food from this? Yeah. And even it has health benefits too. Powerful health benefits as well. Out of this small seed, not only is it edible, not only is it can be for food, but also the Bible even describes how the birds can rest in the tree. This seed gives landing space for the birds and even a place for it to nest. Somebody say, give.
Give.
Something so small turns into something so big that even in that moment when you get to grow, and this is what I don't like, and I'm going to say it. When people think they have arrived and now they feel like they're somebody and great, they forget to give.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Can I go there?
Yes.
I usually don't do that. I'm going to go there.
Go there.
I ain't going to talk about when we have a little bit and folks don't even want to, you know, give what is tithes and offering. Yep. But let somebody arrive and thinks they don't have to give at all. Oh, they cut God out already.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen people like that? I got what I